This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Jeff Ware, Toronto Blue Jays minor league pitching coordinator. Jeff, what challenges this year have been different than the challenges you faced in years past?
I think, as my second year as a coordinator here, I think the challenges is making sure that our coaches are doing the right things and that the players are getting better. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to develop players to get them ready to the big leagues. And probably to go along with the biggest challenge with that, it would be getting players to buy in, because they're all coming from good places, whether they were all-stars in college, whether they're All-American or high school, whatever it may be. Wherever they came from, they were probably one of the best guys on the team or even in their whole area. So sometimes it's tough for these guys to buy in a little bit. And, you got to give them the messaging. You got to get feedback from them and see what they need to get better. And sometimes it takes guys to fail before they buy in. Some guys are a little bit more coachable and will buy in right away. But it's the challenges to find kind of the happy medium between both of those and getting guys better.
I watched you work personally with Ryan Borucki as pitching coach. How does it feel to see him in the majors?
Fires me up, man. What a great guy, great work ethic, great teammate. I mean, we'll do everything you ask him to do. Great competitor. And there's a guy who's gone through a couple different mechanical changes coming up through the minor leagues, and was in all the time with it, And maybe he did some things that maybe he didn't want to, but he at least tried them. And I think, and that's what big leaguers do. They're never, anytime you ever get stuck in the same way, you're probably not going to get any better. So even guys in the big leagues are always trying to change things, always trying, maybe not change, but make an adjustment, a tweak here, a tweak there to get better and make their game better.
Same thing with Sean Reed Foley. You were his mm-hmm. Lugnuts pitching coach. Yep. 2 years with the Lugnuts, then mm-hmm. 2 years with New Hampshire. So he's had his own obstacles. And yet, how did mm-hmm. it feel to watch him pitch in the majors?
Huh. Really cool. Really exciting to see both of those guys. But having Foley and both of those guys being pitching under me for a few years, and now as a pitching coordinator, get to see some other coaches enjoy seeing them get to the big leagues. And I mean, both fierce competitors. I mean, that's what you got to love about both of them. And Foley, he's not gonna ever give in. He's gonna give you everything he has on every pitch. And his command has improved so much. His secondary pitches has improved so much. And that's why he's getting a chance in the big leagues.
It's easy for me to say these guys going from the minors to the majors, system successes. Who are other guys that you say these are pitching development successes in 2018?
Jordan Romano for sure, TJ Zoik for sure. I mean, both guys, in Double A for the first time and having success there. The stuff has always been there, but a big part of this game is the mentality. You got to have mentality. You got to have confidence. You got to trust in your ability. And it's a process to where it's like things aren't going to change overnight. And it's about sticking with the things that you're working on and getting better every day to where 1 year, 2 years, 3, 4 years down the road to put yourself in a position where you can be in the big leagues. And that's what those guys have done over the last few years.
It was a joy earlier this year to watch Zach Logue. He seems to have taken it to a different level with Dunedin. What's he doing?
He really has. I tell you what, his command has gotten so much better. He's learning how to pitch at the professional level. He's not going to overpower you, but he understands he's got to pitch in. He's going to pitch away. He's going to use his changeup. He can throw, his breaking ball whenever he wants over for strikes. And again, he's out there. It's like, he's business-like manner, but as a competitor. And he knows what he needs to do. He knows how to use his stuff. And even there's some guys in this game that have great stuff, but they just don't know how to use it. Logue is the guy who, he's not going to light up the radar gun or, this giant wow factor, but what he can do is he can pitch, and pitchability comes a long way. Guys like Greg Maddux, pitchability, you throw 88 to 90 miles an hour, but you can locate, you can change speeds, you can throw 3 or 4 or 5 pitches for strikes, and that's what Logue can do.
At the start of this year, you could argue that Danny Jimenez was the worst Lugnuts pitcher in April. You can argue he's the best pitcher for us right now. What have you seen from him from spring training to August?
Maturity, really. I think it's maturity. I've been out here a couple of times with the Lansing Club to watch him pitch, and just his focus on the mound, his determination on the mound, and not to mention his stuff, too. He's got a pretty good fastball in the mid-90s, and his curveball, which kind of has a slurvy break to it, but it's consistent, to whereas in the past it had been like the shape of one curveball was different than the shape of his next two curveballs, and he was back and forth. But now, I mean, we didn't really he wasn't an end-of-the-game pitcher early in the year, and now, man, we can put him in the situation, in any situation, and he's got the confidence to do it. And that's where you see mindsets start coming into play right there, when the guys are confident on the mound, that they believe in themselves.
Speaking with pitching coordinator Jeff Ware, our youngest guy this entire season has been Maximo Castillo. How is he developing?
Awesome. I mean, he made the jump from Bluefield to Lansing, so he skipped Vancouver, but we weren't quite sure, but we thought he was ready for the challenge, and he stepped up. He had a little speed bump there in the middle of the year, but what good pitchers do, they can overcome those challenges. So when they do hit a little rut for two or three or four games, they're able to dig themselves out of it and get back on track, and that's what he's been able to do. And he's finishing strong. Hopefully he can continue right into the playoffs.
Which other pitchers with the Lugnuts do you say to yourself, do you say to Tony, I'm really proud about the strides this guy has taken?
Jordan Barrett, coming from Vancouver, Bluefield to Vancouver, and now here, and then Emerson Jimenez, he's finally starting to buy into trusting his fastball and not pitching away from contact. He understands he can attack guys now. So from the time he's come back off the DL, he's just a different pitcher now than he was before. Brody Rodning's made some tremendous strides. Again, confidence, we little tweak on the mound, we moved him over on the rubber a little bit, and he's made some big strides. Braden Boucher's done a tremendous job here. His curveball's getting sharper, his command. He's understanding how to use his stuff to get guys out. So, I mean, there's a handful of guys, and that's what's great as a pitching coordinator and as a pitching coach, is when you can see guys progress. Because a lot of times, guys will come in, and from a week-to-week basis, they may not see themselves progress. But when I get to come in and see them about once every 6 weeks or so, I can really see the changes. Andrew Duramo's made a ton of changes. Matt Shannon's made a ton of changes. So it's really cool to see these guys get better and grow.
It was a couple of years ago. A ton of pitchers were traded away at the trade deadline. It really hurt the pitching depth of this system. Now, what is the state of pitching talent in the Blue Jays organization?
I think we're putting ourselves in a good position to be successful up and down our organization right now. That group that we lost in the trades a couple of years ago would now most likely be in that Double-A area, and it seems like we've filled in a lot of the gaps now. We've got some guys up there who can pitch. We've had Justin Schaefer get to the big leagues this year, which has been awesome. Jose Fernandez is knocking on the door, and Connor Fisk is knocking on the door. So, and these guys, for a few years ago, maybe they weren't quite on the map, but they've their work ethic, the things that they put into this game, and their will to get to the big leagues is really great to see how these guys are getting up there. So I think the gaps have been filled in. Our scouts have done a tremendous job the last couple of years on getting guys with pitchability and great makeup, and I think those two things right by themselves will go a long way.
How good is Eric Pardino?
He's really good. He's got great feel for pitching. He can throw four pitches for strikes. He commands the ball. I mean, at 17, 18 years old, you usually don't see guys who can command the ball like he does, especially secondary pitches, and he can do all of the above. And he's just so confident, and he's got such a good demeanor about himself. He's quiet. He just gets his work done, and he's going to be a great pitcher for us.
Who's the next in that next sweep of guys coming up? Vancouver, Bluefield, Gulf Coast League. I remember we were talking last year about Maverick Buffo and Emerson Jimenez coming along.
Yep.
Are there arms scheduled to arrive next year in the Midwest League or thereabouts where you go, this guy could be really good?
Yeah, I think, just start with the Vancouver club. We've got a heck of a bunch of arms down there. Stadler, who didn't pitch much at Arizona State.
Big guy,
6'7", 6'8". And can locate. He's got an invisible fastball. He's put up some really good numbers. We've got Murray. We've got Sean Weimer, both in Vancouver, who are doing nice jobs. And sometimes maybe their stuff isn't playing as consistent as they'd like it to be, but they've been pitching in games since January, February, coming out of college. So it's been a really long year for them, and they're trying to make those adjustments. We got Kobe Johnson, who's done a tremendous job there. We got... there's a handful of guys. You look down in Bluefield, you got Pardino, which we've already mentioned, and a few other guys like that. It's really fun to watch these young guys grow.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thanks, Jesse.
Toronto Blue Jays pitching coordinator Jeff Ware. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassel, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.